The messenger of the palace took him inside the residential quarters of the princesses, which were extremely opulent. All 50 princesses then accepted him as their husband, although he was only one man. Thereafter, the princesses, being attracted by Soghuri Muni, gave up their sisterly relationship, quarreled among themselves, each one of them contending, "This man is just suitable for me, not for you." In this way, there ensued a great disagreement. Because Soghuri Muni was expert in chanting mantras perfectly, his severe austerities resulted in an opulent home, with garments, ornaments, properly dressed, and decorated maidservants, manservants, and varieties of parks with clear water lakes, gardens, in the gardens fragrant with varieties of flowers, birds chirped, bees hum, surrounded by professional singers. Soghuri Muni's home was amply provided with valuable beds, seats, ornaments, and arrangements for bathing. There were varieties of sandalwood creams, flower garlands, palatable dishes. Thus surrounded by opulent paraphernalia, the Muni engaged in family affairs with his numerous wives, Papad. By Prabhupada, Soghuri Rishi was a great yogi. Perfection makes available 8 material opulences: anima, lagima, mahima, prapti, prakamo, ishita, vasita, kamo, vasita. Soghuri Muni exhibited super excellence in material enjoyment by dint of his yogic perfection. The word bahoricha means expert in chanting mantras. As material opulence can be achieved by ordinary material means, it can also be achieved by suitable means through mantra. By chanting mantras, Soghuri Muni arranged for material opulence, but this was not perfection in life. As will be seen, Soghuri Muni became very dissatisfied with material opulence and thus left everything and re-entered the forest in the Vanaprastha order and achieved final success. Those who are not Atmavid, Atmatattvavid, who do not know the spiritual value of life, can be satisfied with external material opulences. But those who are Atma Tattvavid are not inspired by material opulence. This is the instruction we can derive from the life and activities of Soghuri Muni. Very nice verse. So, why from Soghuri Rishi, you can see even in the not long ago, who we are supposed to follow the Goswamis, even present day, not very long ago, others or acharyas, from their life, they set an example, showing that though there is so much opulence, he enjoyed, but then he gave up everything. Why? He has got his Atma Tattva being. And everything he entered the forest of Vanaprastha order and achieved final success. So, Vedic system is, that is why one should enter into first Brahmachari life. It is called ashram. 4 types of people we know, understand, Krishna said. he made, and Prabhupada also told us, institute Varnashram Dharma. What is Varnashram Dharma? Varna and Ashram, Brahmachari, Brahman, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Brahman, Khatya, Vaishya, Sutra. Who is a Brahman? Brahma, Janati, Iti, Brahma. And his activities there. Patan, Patan. Jajan, Jajan. Dan, Patikya. This is the ideal Brahman. And also Krishna says, Samo, Dhamo, Tapo, Saucham, Khanti, Arjavam. Gyan, Vigyan, Astikam, Brahma, Karma, Savahayam. This is Brahman, ideal Brahman. You can see the Sutadeva, ideal Brahman, and his wife. Again, Sudama Vipra, and they are very dear to the Lord. Here is a mantra, we see how they are dear. Cow and those are Brahmanically qualified. Namo Brahmana Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya cha. Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo. We pay obeisance to Govinda. Why? Because Namo Brahmana Devaya, he is called Brahmana Dev. He is always, first of all, his first business to see who is Brahmanically qualified. And unless somebody Brahmani is qualified, in general, he can be a Vaishnava, he can be a Sannyasi. Unless you don't know, I am not this body. As a Prabhupada, first lesson is, when you are not this body, that is Krishna consciousness. Unless we come to that platform, better not take some asam, which is, you know, very difficult to maintain its beauty, maintaining its standard. Even in recent days, we have bad experiences, very sad, we lose many persons like that. So we can learn. But the such thing Prabhupada said, the sex impulse is so strong, the material world is called Maithun Aga, a sackle of sex. Who is free from this? I don't know who is free from this. Anybody free from this? Please raise hand. At least we are honest. Even non-divine from God, God Shakti, Rukmini once, Krishna has a tendency always to see his devotee, how great he may be, see whether he is little proud. Like Buddha was little proud, greatest among, even Krishna likes him more than himself, than his Lakshmi, than greatest devotee, Shiva, can his next expansion, Baladev, even more than himself, Uddha. When he comes to know, he's a little proud here, I am greatest devotee. Just to crash him, he diplomatically asked him, can you go to Vrindavan and pacify them? The devotees, my mother, all the gopis, Radharani and Lalita, Vishakha, my cowherd boys, my father, Nanda Maharaj, can you please pacify? Actually, he had two purposes, Prabhupada said. Purpose is one, to send him there to see that you should learn from them. They are devotees greater than you. Though they may not be a big scholar, like, because he was, demigods are supposed to be the mode of goodness, just like devotees. Prabhupada said, first, always maintain mode of goodness. If you want to become, come to pure devotee, that means come to the Vishuddha Satta, you have to always goodness. But of course, according to Kapildev, you can be in other modes of nature. Mode means also in Sanskrit word, very significant. It's called guna. Guna means, you see, there is a press, the sign is like that. One man is pulling a boat. I don't know the Western country. In India often you see some boat, in the early days when the wind is in a different direction and current is different, then he manages, manipulates in such a way that he can pull the, put a sail and using the wind and they can go. When that also can, then tie up the boat and pull it. So this is called guntana, pulling the boat with a guna. Guna means rope. So we are also tied by the guna. Who can say, I am free from mode of passion, mode of ignorance, mode of goodness? Anybody? At least we are honest. That means we have got hope. Krishna is kind, we are sincere. So, anyway, what I was telling. Yeah, the reason is that you pacify them, at the same time Krishna wants that your Bihaspati is the guru of the demigods, so then the mode of goodness, they are even he becomes sometime victim. Whether he may not tell this thing now, but Bihaspati is a student with the word. So the maybe scholar in scripture knows so many things. But knowing something, Prabhupada Vandu was telling, theoretically knowing is not enough, I am not this body. So one devotee asked Prabhupada, this boy is saying he is not disturbed when he faces some object of senses. Really? Correct. So suppose you are alone. Is it true you are saying you are alone and there is a sense of object there? Suppose you are man, yes. So some female there, here, young girl. So how do you feel? You don't feel? No. What? Oh, sir. Other boy, take him. You know, is there any doctor's chamber? Well, why you have to go? Something unusual, abnormal. Take him to doctor. How come? You are wood? You are stone? You are a metal? No. Doesn't matter. You go with him, the doctor. I hope everybody understands what I mean. He is not important, but he is saying. There are two types of being there, here. In the material world, one is called dhira, one is called adhira. Most of us are adhira. Dhira means Krishna is dhira shanta. Dhira Lalita and another. I forgot. Anybody can remind me? Nectar of devotion. Dhira Krishna. Dhira? Dhira Datta. Dhira Datta, Dhira Santa, Dhira Lalita. Lalita is because he is very expert in dressing, nicely attractive. But in our case, it could be very dangerous sometimes. Know how I can dress myself very attractive. Could be a, without our knowledge, at any moment, could be entrapped. Every step, there is trap there. Nobody should think I am free from this. So, what I was saying, Uddhavsky, they are a little proud, so Krishna can sense it. Even Prabhupada, I see, sometimes chastise in such a case. So, Krishna, instead of chastising, said, you go there, and please, I know you are my very confidential friend, so I am only sending you. I am giving you this letter. You console them and tell them I am soon coming, because they may die. Simply they are alive. Remain I simply because I promised them I am soon coming back. Still I didn't go and came at Dwarka from Mathura. I still didn't go. They are still waiting. And actually, when there he was, he thought, oh. Seeing Radharani and all the gopis, God and Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, who could be so great like you, feel separation from Krishna. Very wonderful, that chapter in Krishna book, you'll find when Uddhava and Nanda Baba came and see, and Mother Yashoda is listening, and afternoon passed, whole night, midnight, early in the morning still, they are absorbed in talking about Krishna and Nanda Baba. Nanda Maharaj, you, Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda is not conscious. She has tears rolling down her eyes out of affection for her son. Son, daughter, always father and mother see them like kids, though they are grown up and having children. So, because she is listening about Krishna. And Nanda Maharaj, inquiring, and Uddhava is answering. And so amazed, Uddhava, how they can, feeling separation, the love of Krishna, intense love, feeling separation. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. We should feel bhogasya, we should feel separation from Krishna. But unfortunately, we are feeling separation from something else, maybe sense object. If nobody minds, I say, maybe maple syrup, and there is fun. With, that is what Mayapur told me, some Brahmacharya, Maharaj, come here to take this. What? Some Maharaj, don't go. This is called sannyas kila. What is that? Pancake and maple syrup. Is it very palatable? Yes? We may be thinking, I did not know. Then I came to know about other things. Sometimes outside in the street you'll find some shop, hut, you can fill up the gaps. Everybody run after. And in the Mayapur, some boy say, no, this is hot. Today is paran. Now please take it, I brought for you so many pieces. What is this? You don't like? Pizza. Don't mind me, I don't want to hurt anyone, criticize me. Very, somebody mushroom, somebody ice cream. And I heard Prabhupada once saying, somebody, Prabhupada, this is irresistible. Prabhupada said, all right, you thanks Krishna, this is mode of ignorance. You cannot, Krishna is saying, patram pushpam palantaram, not patram pushpam mushroomam, Coca-Cola and Pepsi. Neither pizza and pasta. Once in a while, you take it. Thanks. Don't mind. I don't want to hurt anybody. So Uddhava, then, seeing even Radharani and the gopi state of mind, how feeling separation, I don't want to go that much. And Uddhava ultimately says, I wish I become some grain of dust, if not, at least some, maybe, some grass, durba, durba is what is English, grass, so that when the gopis walk, I treasure the dust of their feet. So Chaitanya Prabhu, though he is a sannyasi, is highly appreciating their quality of devotion, feeling separation from Krishna and remembering. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, how to remember Krishna. The Goswami, learned the same thing. Where is Nanda Maharaj? Where is Lalita, Vishakha? Where is Radharani? Are you under the foothills of Govardhan or on the bank of Jamuna? Where are you? The man versus the Sarva Goswami. He Radhe, Bhaja Lalite. He Nanda Sunaha, Kutaha. Very nice. Very nice. Positive. So, one of the Goswami, maybe Rupa Goswami, said that I could feel that as a young boy, and young girls feel the feeling towards each other, and they enjoy association if I have got attraction towards Krishna. Same like that. So, what else can. So, this urge, whether it's called pleasing, or Prabhupada's called good or bad, but everybody feels. So Krishna also, knowing Rukmini, that their family life is there, husband, wife, sometimes Krishna says, just to joke, I was teasing you. Actually, Krishna knew that wherever he goes, he has got 16,000 wives, among them maybe 8 cheap, still among them is cheapest, is Rukmini. And she is a princess, and many princes wanted his, you know, wanted her hand made, but the moment he heard about her, from some said, maybe Narada Muni, glorification of Krishna's beauty, name, form, pastime, she at once accepted, only Krishna will accept as husband. And she wrote him in a letter and found, nothing is being done, she may be handed over to Shishupal, his brother, there is one. Am I right? Shishupal. She wrote a letter. Because in India still now, even come from a royal family, girls, you know, they are also become diplomatic. They also can fight, ride on horse, fight with sword, Jhansi Karani. So she wrote a letter, love letter to Krishna, to a Brahmin, Pritvi. She's not coming. She's getting in anxiety, in tension. Suddenly the Brahmin came and to Krishna. The Krishna knows all this. So Krishna could understand, she has got little pride, because wherever Krishna goes, always Rukmini is going. She sees something like a special. So Krishna could understand. Crush her pride, she said. One day, she was fanning, suddenly Krishna started talking to her. I am a cowherd boy, come from a village, an interior village, and tend the cows, milk the cows, and there are so many prince coming from royal families. Healthy, strong, so many things. You can choose any one of them. Oh, shocked, what he's talking. I have got only son, and son I've got a son. And he asked me to choose someone's other. Why you accepted me? You can still do. Then, anyway, to make it short, because I don't know to make that other here to tell positive thing. And she at one point said, you said all this king are formidable, they are big, they have got so much opulence, physical strength, he can enjoy. And Krishna says, who is king? Hey, sorry, Rukmini, in answer, when Krishna, seeing as she fell down, you know, unconcerned, then Krishna comforted her, embracing her. And then she came back, she could understand, maybe Krishna is not just joking, teasing. Then she started glorifying. Why Krishna, why Rukmini accepted Krishna only as her husband, is telling. And one point she is telling, in Krishna will find, he said, I know the controller are the material nature, for very powerful, and especially the three modes of material nature, they are the controller. Then again she said another point, I know the senses. Who are the king? These the senses I know are the king. Nobody can control the senses. But you have always animated senses. You don't come under their control. You rather control them. In other words, devotee has to be like that. But most of us, the common people, are adhira. They become restless and they cannot control. They become victim of the sense object. And then she said, the senses I know, they are the king, they are the controller, they are most formidable. If we become little introspective, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Prabhupada also said, one of them says, every night you think you want to go back to Godhead, have you become a Vaishnava? And check out how much you are surrendered. According to surrender, you'll develop all these 26 qualities of a Vaishnava. You can go back to God. We are a Vaishnava. Or Krishna said to Uddhava again, when Krishna was winding up his pastime on Dwaraka in Prabhas, shot by an arrow and he's going to leave. And all the Jadu princes, they are fighting among themselves. He did something, tried to insult, humiliate the sages cursed them. He's a show, of course, Krishna. So, what he did is, Krishna then told Uddhava, no, don't come with me. You go to Bodhidasam, and I will tell you about devotional service. And then he's telling us, who is a devotee? Then here he says also like that, Chaitanya Chaitamrita. Yes. Mentioned there maybe one of the quality extra, 28. But there also again, you, according to one's surrender, one develops all these qualities. Prabhupada, early days in the movement, 65, 66, 67, as you understand, still his handwriting there, he said, you ask yourself, either every night or Bhaktivinoda Thakur, every week, Akadashi, think of, according to your surrender, are you developing all these qualities? One of them is dhira. Dhira means steady. Sometimes Prabhupada is soba. The example is top Vaishnava, say, Prabhupada mentioned, Dhira's first class example is, he is Vaishnavanam Jatha Sumbhu. Lord Shiva. There is a Kalidas, one of the greatest writer of drama in the world, considered by all the scholars of the world. He wrote many drama. One of them is called Kumar Sambhava. Sambhava, that means birth of prince. So, prince, no, birth of son. So, once demigod was thinking between the fight of Asura, demons and demigods, sometimes they take over heavenly kingdom. So they thought, we require a formidable commander to lead us against the demons. So when Parvati, still now that place is there, you go to Haridwar, there is a place south of Haridwar, I went, it is called Konkhal, where the Daksha Yagya took place. Daksha means expert. Prabhupada said, expert in sensual pleasure, how to enjoy sex. And he used to have so many sons, and Narada Muni will come and make them devotee, most probably. And if I am wrong, please correct, I stand correct. Check it. I can't remember, because of my operation, brain operation twice, sometimes. So, see, Daksha insulted Lord Shiva, great Vaishnava, the husband of Parvati. So Parvati, being very powerful, in mystic power, she burned herself to death. She said, I don't want your body, you gave me. You insulted top Vaishnava, Lord Shiva. I don't want you. And then he again took birth as the daughter of Himalaya. So Himalaya is called Himalaya. So she used to be called Himavati or Uma. Exquisitely beautiful. At that time, at the age of 15, 17, Prabhupada said, girls are like someone very much like blossoming flower. So she was selected by the demigod. The demigod approached her. They, would you please accept Lord Shiva in Kailas as your husband? He is very beautiful. What is he doing? He is doing meditating. What I am supposed to do? Now, if you marry, you will have a son. We'll make him temple. We'll make him our commander in chief in order to fight with the demigods so that he can come out, he can win victory. Oh, I see. Please. Okay. He said, what I'm supposed to do? He went there with flowers and as usually. Still now in India, any conservative family, usually grandmother, sometimes tell young girl. Now you go, worship Lord Shiva, give some bay leaves and water, Lord Shiva is satisfied. You know, he still needs it. My childhood also so. Grandmother and mother say, daughters. So, and Shiva is called Ashutosh, easily pleased. And Hiron, of course, easily get angry. So anyway, she was going, so I'm supposed to, she take all paraphernalia for worshiping. Flowers, chandan, she's going. And there is lonely place, nobody is there. Very young girl. And she was one of the names, she was meditation. Completely absorbed. We understand she was meditating on Krishna's one form called Sankarsana. Thank you. So he's meditating on that. Yeah, completely absorbed. Then Parvati is watching. Uma. He's so absorbed. At some point, Parvati is touching. He's Dhira, he's undisturbed. But he's also called Digambar. The word, Sanskrit word Digambar, Indian many languages there. Bengali is also. Digambar word come from Dik. Dik means direction. That is what I know from Sanskrit. Dik, one of the meaning is direction. And Ambar means top. He's what ears. That means who is hearing, whose direction are his dress. In other words, he is hearing nothing. He is naked, completely. Then advance. Shukadev Goswami. Not affected. He said, hero. The girls are without clothes, taking bath, and Vasudev's son, born 16 years old, is growing. By that time, He is adolescent. Naturally, he will be agitated very much. He is not a liberated. He is a liberated soul. So Prabhupada one place said, before considering yourself liberated, better check out. You have got liberated soul direction, your soul symptom. And then. So this is, we should be introspective, to check out, see what we are. We may have stamped something, even for some purpose. So Shiva, what happened is, he is not disturbed. Even to the point of Uma, he is younger, he is touching not only his different parts of body, most sensitive part, his private part, he is generating an organ, he touched. This is called dhira. Prabhupada said, this is the best example. Kalidasa said, this is called dhira. And the Goswamis were dear to all the dhira and adhira. Is this time over? What I was telling is, that he was using all these things, I said, so atma-tattva-vit, one who has self-realized, that those who are not atma-tattva-vit, who do not know the spiritual value of life, can be satisfied with external material appearance. According to Rishabh, they are like hawks and dogs platform. We simply absorb in eating, sleeping, mating, depending. He said, Nayam deho deho bhajan niloke kastan kaman birbhujan tapo dibbam putraka chena satta shuddhya ta satta. Something like that. Another slogan he said, jasatma buddhi kunopeti dhatu. One who considered this body which is made of kapha, pitta and vayu, identifying himself with this body, he is gokhara. He is like cow, animal boat, and ass, in other words, an animal platform. Actually, 99.9% most probably people are on this platform. Some places for buses. Most of you think, most of the people identify themselves with this body and try to end. Like Virochan and Indra. Virochan was the king of the Asura one time. Maybe he was the son of Prahlad. Thank you. And Indra, Indra is a post, of course. And that Indra at that time, they came to know, if we become atma-tattva-vid, then they can enjoy nectar. That means eternal life also. And whatever may be the meaning, they say, oh, okay, let us go and learn this thing. I'll go to Brahmaji. And Virochan came to know that Indra is going to Brahma. I will also go. And they're learning for years after years, many years passed. Finally, Brahma one day said, come on. Find it. You see, there's a pot of water. Look there. What do you see? You see, I am my head, my leg, my head, my eyes, my ear, my ornaments. No ornaments. Next time, he said, oh. He said, what are you seeing? Both of them he asked, and see what they answer. Then after that, Virochan saying this. Indra, what he said, I don't remember. There is a story, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to say. Then, again, after some time, Brahma said, And Prabhupada sometime, you see, we say something and Prabhupada said, Don't know whether yes or no. Difficult to understand. Many times Prabhupada used to say, this is nature. India, many people like that. So, Brahma is also doing like that. He is not telling yes or no, whether they are correct or wrong. Then again Brahma, after many years, I see, again. By that time, once, Virochan, let us go back, I understood everything, what Guru taught. So many years they have been there. And then on the way they have gone, then Indra's thinking, these things, this is a reflection, this is an image. This is not me, this is not my hand. This is temporary. It may be mine, but it is reflection, this is temporary. I think I have not learned from about Atma Tattva. Maybe go back. Virochan is thinking, oh, I learned everything. He went there. He told all those who are, What happened? Lord, he said, I have all learned how to remain eternally, eternal life, enjoy. What? Please tell us that. Always remember, we are this body, and enjoy. What's your body? And enjoy the body and sense as much as you can. This way you can enjoy nectar. Oh, really? So one who considers, I am this body in one sense, he is Oshvita. Or he may be else. But he again went. Again he was going out, again came. So Prabhupada said, really Atma-tattva, those who are not Atma-tattva beings, who do not know the spiritual value of life, can be satisfied, the external material occurrences. Shukadeva was not like that. But those who are Atma-tattva beings are not inspired by material occurrences. This is the instruction we can derive from the life and activities of Sauvarimuni. You know, many Indian kings, they gave up, even Bharat Maharaj gave up like a stool, beautiful wife, young princess, big palace, opulence, big power, all everything gave up. And when he came to know that I am cursed and going to die within 7 days, we don't know, nobody can guarantee the next moment we can remain alive. So Prabhupada said, always think, even Chanakya Upanishad said, that how temporary this life is. Any moment, you might have to leave. Krishna said, get out! Then separated. Not only from this body, you cannot hold on. But you are near and dear ones, we are attached to better, develop attachment to Krishna. So one who is very attached, I think Pururava, most probably, or Jajati. This is very instructive, Jajati's life, and Pururava and Udvashi. So attached Pururava to Udvashi. And Jajati, Devjani and Sarmishta. These stories are, you can learn so many things from this. Especially Jajati. So many years he passed, still he is not satisfied with sensual pleasure. At one time came, he just gave up. So there is a nice sloka, Kama Dinam Kuditahi Kutas. Anybody knows scholar? Please tell the translation. I can tell little. This sensual pleasure, my desire, urge, sex urge, I try to satisfy him, so many instructions he is giving, and I am doing that. So many years, still he is not satisfied. Neither I am satisfied. So my Lord, I just surrender to you, O Jadupati. I surrender to you. Now I want to serve you. Your desire, fulfill. That is Krishna consciousness. That is what I should do, Prabhupada said. Everything is 5 to 9. It is very easy to talk. Please forgive me. You pray for me so that I am safe from this. I don't know what to tell him. Because he said it is very dangerous. Somebody renounced or taking Kali Yuga, at least Bhaktivinoda Thakur many times. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, in this Kali Yuga, best thing is household abode, rest ashram. But one shouldn't dive deep into sense categories. Sannyas, most difficult, critical, any moment. The demigods are envious. Why he is, overtaking us? Or put some impediments, allure him. You are Vishwamitra, all right. Send Indra. So he may take over my position, send Menaka. Menaka simply is closing his eyes like a stork or a crane, just meditating on sense. Object. It could happen anywhere. Even in front of deity you are standing, you could be thinking of sense object. Quite possible. Best life, Prabhupada says, Brahmacharya life. Considering from all points. So Prabhupada says, institute Brahmanashram Dharma before he lives from us, from his physical vision, from us. But he is watching us, I'm sure, if we follow his instruction. So Prabhupada, when once he asked, then he said, how to solve this problem? Prabhupada said, Krishna is called Madana. Madana. Rati. He's expert. Surato. When Goswami's prayer is there, he's praying to Madan Mohan paying obeisance, then they say, Surata, he's expert in handling sex. So Krishna is called Madana, that's why. The actual Madana is Krishna, not Kandarpa. Material world is Kandarpa. So Kandarpa, even koti, that means millions of Kandarpa beauty put together, and Krishna's beauty derive that beauty. So Madana is also attracted to Krishna. That is why he is called Madana Mohana. Madan, Kandarpa of the material world, the demigod who causes attraction to men and women, and he is attracted by Krishna. That is, Krishna is called Madana Mohana, captivated. So if we pray to Madan Mohan, Prabhupada said, pray always to Madan Mohan, please, 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 save me from this problem, from this trouble, anxiety. And then yourself also try little endeavor. And also remember this sloka of the Goswami's, attahara, don't take palatable dishes. You are attracted. Who is here can say, I am not attracted to palatable dishes. At least we are honest. Yes. It is good, we have got hope. Though we are hoping against hope, but still. One day we'll make it, hopefully. Struggling. Everybody is struggling for existence. You are all struggling. The existence of spiritual life, brahmachari life, grihastha life, other you become grihamed, other you become godasa. Better become a humble servant of the servant of the servant. Pure Vaishnava. Thank you very much. Any comment? Yeah? He has offense. It's offense. We should be careful not to offend any Vaishnava. We shouldn't say, sometimes someone says, oh, Maya personified. Within one day, I saw, he again changed his ashram. He was bragging for his ashram. I won't fall down. I am this and this. You're hurting somebody. Yeah. Thank you very much. I'm simply not saying, I'm trying to be a parrot of Prabhupada, more or less. I'm trying to, just what says is repeating. I mean, it applies to me also. I frankly admit, I had to take this dress, but that doesn't necessarily mean to be qualified, but we are trying to. The control senses, yes. I hope it's a comment. You're saying? Like anybody, any other comment, you can ask. I don't know, answer, question. On this subject. So thank you very much. Also thank you, one and above. I came here for a short time. Hopefully, look forward, feeling devotees warm at the heart, and though I am a humble servant, Prabhupada's mission, Please bless me. Thank you. Look forward to see you again someday. World is round, definitely will see. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.